The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of April, 2008. The Pony Express began mail service on this day in 1860 from St. Joseph, Missouri, to Sacramento, California. Relays of pony riders covering 1,800 miles took them 10 days to get a letter to the coast. It only lasted for about 16 months, and then the first Western Union telegraph line was finished in October 1861. It was on this day in 1948 that President Harry Truman signed the European Recovery Program, better known as the Marshall Plan, which allocated more than $5 billion in aid to help revitalize the economy of European countries demolished after World War II. The amount eventually grew to more than $18 billion. Truman went on a countrywide tour to promote this plan to the American voter. It was not an easy sell. Opponents in Congress referred to the Marshall Plan as Operation Rat Hole, and most Americans seemed to think they had sacrificed enough during the war and weren't eager to sacrifice more for the benefit of Europeans. But a communist government took control of Czechoslovakia in the winter of 1948, and the Truman administration used that as evidence of the danger to the rest of Europe. And so Congress passed the Marshall Plan, which was signed on this day in 1948. Winston Churchill referred to it as the most unsordid act in history. It's the birthday of Herb Cain, born in Sacramento, 1916, started publishing a column in the San Francisco Chronicle in 1938 when he was just 22. He wrote 1,000 words a day, 6 days a week, for almost 60 years and became the longest-running columnist in American history. Herb Cain, who loved San Francisco, he said, "Living in San Francisco is a gift from the gods." And it's the birthday of the writer Washington Irving, New York City, 1783, who practically invented American literature when there wasn't any by writing his famous short stories, Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. They appeared in The Sketchbook in 1819. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemiroff entitled Dandelions. These golden heads, these common suns, only less multitudinous than grass itself, that gluts the market of the world with green. They shine as lovely as their mien, fine as the daughters of the poor, who go proudly in spangles of brass, light-headed, then headless, stalked for a salad, inside a week. They will be seen, stricken and old, ghosts in the field to be picked up at the lightest breath, with brazen tops, all shrunken in and swollen green, gone withered white. You'll say it's nature's price for beauty that goes cheap, that being light is justly what makes girls grow heavy, and that the wind, bearing their death, whispers the second kingdom come. You'll say the fool of piety by resignations hanging on until, still justified, you drop. But surely the thing is sorrowful at evening when the light goes out slowly to see those ruined spinsters all down the field, their ghostly hair, dry sinners waiting in the valley for the last word and the next life and the liberation from the lion's mouth. Dandelions, a poem by Howard Nemiroff, from his collected poems published by University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.